this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here, and I am joined once again by the lovely Tiffany Hauser. She is a lifestyle and leadership coach, and she is one of our 10K finalists. Woohoo! Tiffany, thank you for coming on to the Better Than Ever podcast again. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Hannah. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are just so excited, one, to have you as a finalist for the 10K challenge. Congratulations on this big win for you and your business. And also, guys, if you have listened to the podcast for a little bit, you may go back to when we were doing our Jump into July challenge. Tiffany actually came on and talked about community fitness. So if you want to check out that episode, go ahead and peek at it. But today we are talking all about Tiffany and her business and how she made 10K in 10 weeks. So I guess the first question I'd like to ask you, Tiffany, what exactly is a lifestyle and leadership coach?
You know, it's been a journey, right? And I love how, we're not married to, any title, any niche. We're just dating them, testing them out. I think that was Mari Carmen who shared that with us. As a lifestyle and leadership coach, I partner with current and future leaders and entrepreneurs who are ready to fully step into their professional purpose and who are no longer thinking about it, talking about it. They're ready to either land their dream job or start their dream company and really, really create the confidence and courage that it takes to do that.
What was your business and your life like pre-10K challenge?
Wow. Well, I've been on Earth for a while, so I'm kidding.
Not back to sixth grade, but
Yeah. So it's interesting because, one of the things I talked about in my Spark the Revolution video was evolution, right? And so much has evolved for me since I, found HCI through BHC. I found you guys because I wanted to become a health coach, right? How easy was that? That's what the name of the program was.
Make like, it
ding,
simple.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. So what's really cool about that is how I evolved into a lifestyle and leadership coach is through my clients. Where they were taking me and where they wanted to go on their journey, was just always leading back to their professional purpose, what it was they were doing day to day. And then on my business aspect in regards to this challenge, when this thing first launched, when we first did this back in January, I didn't really feel the significance of it. I didn't really understand, but I do love challenges. I really, really love challenges. And what it made me realize back then is how small I was playing in this game of my professional purpose. I've been playing so big my entire life, and now that I'm taking a chance on myself and really investing in myself, I realized when that 10K challenge first came up the first time was, wow, I'm really not doing this to the full capacity of what I could be. And that was such an eye opener. And it just really, like when I was going back and just looking at things, I'm like, wow, I was really doing things the hard way or just, the longer way. And, over the past, 10 months since that first challenge started, so much has changed about my business and about myself. Even just reinvesting again in mastery and, taking this whole thing up another level for me and my life and my experience and my journey as well. So, I could go on and on and on how my life and my business was before, but I think those are pretty much, kind of like the highlights for where I am today.
Yeah. So what were you doing before health coaching? Like what inspired you to become a health coach?
So I am still currently a soul cycle instructor. And I've always had, this affinity and, this lifestyle of wellness. But I also have a tech background. I used to be a tech consultant. You know, the internet was a booming when I came out of college, and there were just so many things going on, but I always, always somehow wound up in the wellness industry. And I think it was mainly because I was always interested in feeling my best and looking my best, no matter what. And, you know, I just wanted to really, really tap further and further into that. And there came a point at the end of 2015 where I was happy, but I wasn't fulfilled. I had this incredible job, like a dream job with SoulCycle. You know, I had just moved to Washington, D.C., and I was happy, but I always felt, I was like, I'm missing something. This is not the last chapter. There's got to be something else out there. And, you know, I started meditating. And what I found just through that little bit of clarity was I could just simply do something that complements SoulCycle. And the, you know, some of the bigger issues that people talk to us about there is just, you know, what could they be eating? And, you know, they always ask us, what are you eating? What are you doing? And they'd ask us about all the, you know, all the food and diets and things like that. So I just thought, okay, that would be an easy segue, an easy transition, an easy way to complement what I was doing or what I am doing at SoulCycle. So that's pretty much how I fully or first became interested in health coaching.
All right. So you have, you know, started your business. You are part of our grad program. You are now part of our mastery program as well. What inspired you to register for the 10K challenge this time around? And did you register before? Were you fully participating before?
Oh, yeah, I registered, but I like that follow-up question, Hannah. I was definitely not participating because it was all zeros. I was like, oh my gosh, another zero in January. And I just became defeated. And it wasn't so much defeated, but it just didn't feel like it had a purpose. I was like, what am I doing? There's no rhyme or reason. I don't have a strategy. I don't have like I'm not being mindful about this challenge to really receive. So I was just kind of like workhorse in it back in January, just like doing all these things. And, you know, what inspired me to register and really do it this time was our tribe and our community. I mean, by the time this one started in the beginning of August, end of July, we had just come back from our retreat in Miami. And, you know, I can't even describe how powerful and impactful the retreats are and the live events. They are just, I mean, they're game changers for us. And, you know, when we came back and everyone started doing those videos, like I'm in, and their declaration, that was so mind-blowing for me, Hannah. Not only that did I just see the majority of these people, but to just, wow, stepping out on a Facebook Live video, like it felt like I'm seeing you, right? Even though I saw a lot of you in Miami, like I just felt like, oh my God, I'm seeing you. And I felt like something opened up, like the possibility, the excitement, the yes, oh my gosh, look at all of us that are about to do something more, whether it's 10,000 or not, like it just felt more. So just listening to all of those videos was just so incredible. And also when we were in Miami for the last live event in May, and just seeing, you know, my friends and my peers up on the stage as finalists, you know, these are people that I studied with, I trained with, I coach, and I was just like, oh my God, this is happening. This is not like some hobby we're doing, guys. This stuff is happening. People are creating businesses out of this. And that again made me realize like, man, I'm playing such a small game here. So that's what really inspired me was, you know, seeing everybody as much as we get to see each other this, you know, in a 1 year period, those declaration videos of I'm in the challenge and seeing my peers and my friends on stage as finalists back in May. So that's what really, you know, sparked my yes and my commitment to doing it.
What did you do differently this time around? What changed? So you're more inspired, the community's lifting you up. How did you step into your spotlight for this challenge?
It was the notion now to play big, to actually play this game full out. And I didn't have any fears. Like, there weren't any, for me personally, I wasn't second guessing it. And I actually had a roster of things lined up, like a pipeline, if you have any sales background or whatever. I actually had stuff lined up. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is exciting. Like, I actually have a shot at this. And, you know, for the things that I was kind of not dawdling on, but just not really fired up about, I was purposely moving forward with them. So it wasn't just that I committed and, you know, there was something shifting about my money mindset as well. And it was just so interesting to know that, you know, all of this work that I've been doing, that it actually was coming to fruition, and how incredible that it was coming to full fruition when this challenge was kicking off. I already had the momentum created before because I'd been doing some live events. I was doing some group coaching. So I had things in place, but nothing was really like jumping off until, you know, this challenge started. Well, I had some things come in before the challenge, but it was kind of like when the challenge started, the universe was like, are you ready? And are you ready to really commit? And I looked back and said, yes, I'm ready to do this. Because I also didn't understand what it meant to have a full roster of clients as well. You know, because we're out there like planting seeds for, you know, gardening that, or whatever the metaphor is, or the example we use. But I actually had clients on a weekly basis, regular, and I'm like, whoa, this is, now I need to understand how to build a business with clients and developing my business at the same time. Because I had been in this stage of developing, putting my time in, rolling up my sleeves, trying things out. You know, Carrie says, test things out 10, 20 times before you walk away from it, or before you judge it and evaluate its success or not. And that's what I was doing. You know, and this, I was never discouraged, you know, except for, you know, when I first started that challenge in January, because I was like, what if I didn't really know what I was doing back in January. So as the months were building up, and as I got really, really close and closer, I should say, to, you know, really understanding what our visibility means to the people who are out there waiting for us, and what our visibility means to our growth and our development, that's when it really, really started to shift for me. And, you know, this is what, you know, in grad, especially at our retreats, we are talking about this so much, is the visibility. Because, you know, with doing all these group programs, you know, it just, I was visible, but I wasn't really purposeful. I was just like slapping things together and trying to throw out a wide net. And then when I started to get focused and really feel the purpose and the mindfulness of it, that's when it all started to come together.
While you're doing the challenge, what fears came up for you, and how did you overcome them to stay motivated week to week?
Well, as I said, I came out the gates a-blazing. I had a great first 3 weeks. It was, you know, I signed 3 new clients. I already had a client, and I signed 3 new clients in 3 weeks. And so I came out the gate blazing. So there wasn't much mindset shifts that I had to do, but it was when we came towards the end of it, I would say like the last 2.5 weeks, I was just like, oh my gosh, I may or may not make this. I'm not sure. And I was only short by $400 because I had clients on payment plans. And that's when things started to get a little wonky and salesy, and I started to just like slap things together and like lower prices and, you know, but if you sign up by Friday, you'll get this, like all that jazz. Like, it felt like Crazy Eddie. I don't know how old everyone is, but Crazy Eddie was like a commercial dude for, what was it, Radio Shack or something? I forget.
I'm not sure.
I totally forget, but it just felt like I was throwing like dollar bills in the air, and if you grab them, you win them. It's so weird. So what, you know, I really had to, and I didn't really shift my mindset until it was over, to be honest. I kind of let that attachment to the outcome of whether or not I was going to quote unquote make the $10,000, like land $10,000 in my bank account. To be very honest, I did not shift that mindset until it was over. And it was when I finally entered in the last entry in our portal that, and I did a video on Facebook Live and our portal page about this, was there's a section that it lists all these things that you did for the week. And there's one that said, did I have fun? And the last week was the first time I did not click that I had fun, because I was jamming, I was cruising, I was having the time of my life. And, you know, if you know more about my story, two of these current clients that I have are actually helping me co-create my new experience for all of my clients to come. They don't know this, but where they're taking us on their journey is just so incredible that they're writing the steps to my program. They're creating the steps of where I will be able to take more people to follow their professional purpose, to land their dream jobs and really start the company of their dreams. And, you know, to have the last week be the least fun when I actually did create the outcome that I was desiring was so interesting for me. And what is so interesting is that the way I started shifting over the past 2 weeks since we completed the challenge is going back to what I was learning from my clients and learning from my success coach, Lucas, is, you know, this possibility and this way of thinking about not attaching to the outcome, right? And everything that we're experiencing is temporary. And how long do we want that temporary state to last? So, you know, the whole notion of not attaching to an outcome was just so powerful for me at the end. And it's exactly how I coach. This is what I use with my clients when things are, you know, not going the way they want them to go, or, you know, something has challenged them along the way, or, you know, they miss their goal by a day or two or something like that. And it's just so powerful that this is a mirror, right? They're showing me. And, you know, this is something where there is just so much power in not attaching to these outcomes and really attaching and committing to the journey and what we're really meant to do as coaches, which is just hold that space. Hold that space for our clients to go wherever it is they desire to go and really help them, you know, make the space bigger and bigger as their desires and, you know, goals get bigger along the journey. So that was the biggest mindset shift that, you know, happened to me. And I know it's something I'm probably still going to deal with in another way, shape, or form. But I love that, you know, it was something that I could pick up and really identify right there at the end when I was entering in that last week of information.
I love what you're saying too about how you're learning from your clients and your clients are helping you build this business. It reminds me of The King and I, when she's like getting to know you and learning you will teach and teaching you will learn. Because it is a journey. I mean, while it's a journey for your clients, it's also a journey for you and your business. And, you know, some things will work, some things are not going to work. And like, what do you do with that information? And that's ultimately what makes you a great coach, is because you're able to take those steps back and evaluate and then create from it, which is kind of the coolest part about starting a business and building out your programs. We've talked about you joining the 10K challenge. We've talked a little bit about your business. Do you mind me asking what that final number was for the challenge?
It literally was $10,093.
Congratulations. We are super excited to have you at the big event. And just to sort of close this out, do you have any tips for our tribe, things that you want them to know as they're joining the 10K challenge, or maybe for those who maybe didn't hit it this time but are definitely going to next time?
Yeah. And these things that, you know, it's interesting because I have these written out now and I look at them all the time. And it's, you know, to really focus our energy on the people who are out there waiting to work with us, right? How can they find you? How are you making it easy for them to have a conversation with you? And how are you making it easy for them to say yes to themselves? You know, and I learned this an interesting way, and it was from doing those groups, right? I thought groups were just the easy way to the cash, easy way to build the business, great for visibility, great to have, you know, this expansive touch point. But groups take a lot of energy. They take a lot more work than you think, which is why, you know, with HCI, they recommend it for phase 3 coaches and higher. And even though I learned a lot from doing group coaching, I now focus my energy and effort on building one-to-one relationships right now. And that's how I was able to complete and really get the 10K. None of these were from groups, none of this. This was all direct contacts, direct relationships with one-on-one coaching.
Wow.
And, you know, just one other thing that we just heard in our office hours this week from Lucas is when it stops being fun, and when it stops not being about the service of coaching, to just reach out to the tribe, right? There's no need to go one day without this being fun and without this feeling like the big space that we're holding, right? There's no need for any of us to feel stuck or confused or overwhelmed or not filled with joy during this journey, especially when we have this fabulous tribe by our side, right? HCI is a home for us. This is a home for coaches. And that is incredibly powerful. So use it, use it, use it, use it. And we are here for each and every one of you. And I think that's also what really got me through this challenge and really continues to spark my happiness and my joy and my service.
Absolutely. I have to say, like, being part of this community is, it's really unlike anything else I've ever experienced. And I'm not even a coach, and I feel so supported by them. It's like a mini family you have. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I love that advice. So you are one of our finalists. We will be seeing you at the live event on stage. Yeah. Are you excited?
I am excited, Hannah. I'm very excited. It's such a, just an honor. And to know, you know, no attachments, right? This is now just about, you know, being in service. And I'm thrilled and I'm so honored, so honored.
Well, we're excited to have you on there. And this is not Tiffany's first time on our big stage. She's led some pretty incredible stretch breaks for us. It's always fun to have her up there. Some of my favorite stretch breaks actually have come from this Tiffany Helzer here. You really know how to motivate a room. So I'm excited to see what you come up with and what you present on stage. I have no doubt it will be just as wonderful as all the other things we've seen you do.
Thank you.
And folks, so if you want to learn a little bit more about Tiffany Helzer, you should totally check her out. She's a lifestyle and leadership coach, and you can go to her website. It's www.tiffanyhelzer.com. And if you want to follow her on Instagram, her Instagram handle is @TiffanyHelzer. And Tiffany, real quick, are you still doing the videos?
Oh, yes, yeah. I am. I took a little hiatus, but we are still back on Tuesdays. Tuesday videos, they're all over my Instagram.
So check her out on Tuesdays on her Instagram account. That is @TiffanyHelzer. And Tiffany, I can't wait to see you at the live event. Everybody, you should come out, see Tiffany rock the stage again this year. Come meet Carrie and Stacy. You still have time to reserve your seats. Just go to www.hcilive.com/Dallas. And Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us again. It has been such a pleasure to watch your journey and kind of be part of it. It's been a lot of fun to see you grow in your business. So I can't wait to see you take this next step.
Thank you so much, Hannah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. comment, and share if you like what you hear.